Thank you so much for agreeing to be a reviewer for TPR, the peer review. As you know, TPR is a mentorship journal that not only encourages, but actively solicits writing center scholarship and pedagogical work from undergraduate and graduate writers, as well as team written work that involves a mentor and their student research colleague. This journal is open access, multimodal, and promotes best practices in terms of accessibility and inclusive citations/research. A reviewer for TPR has a slightly different role than for other peer-reviewed journals in our field. For one, our goal is to get just about every pertinent submission to publication, and secondly, we expect our reviewers to offer feedback that allows the author or authors to grow and develop throughout the review process. In other words, our reviewers are invited to act like writing consultants. Below, we offer a guide for reviewers about our priorities, goals, and mission for the journal. We hope this guide provides clarity on the different genres of academic writing that we publish, like conversational shapers, which differ from peer-reviewed articles. We also include a roadmap to the feedback we hope you will share with authors, given TPR's mentorship focus. Here at TPR, we offer the following submission types. Number one, articles. Full-length articles are between 5,000 to 8,000 words in length. They must be relevant to the field of writing center studies and must not be previously published. Articles should follow APA formatting and be free of authors' names and other identifying markers, including metadata and institutional affiliation. For review of articles, please provide authors with a narrative detailing your overall feedback. You may also want to provide in-text feedback for their submission, which is more specific and detailed than your narrative. Conversation shapers, projects working to shape future writing center research. Conversation shapers include a curated bibliography on a single focus writing center topic. A conversation shaper submission should include a 500-word framing statement that introduces the topic and summarizes the bibliography. Following the framing statement, the bibliography should be formatted according to current APA guidelines and should include 20 to 25 sources. While sources can be from related fields of study, at least half the sources should be writing center-specific scholarship. Following the bibliography should be a where'd we like the field to go section. In this field shaping section, authors should offer research questions or scholarship that they like to read. Conversation shapers offer a summary of the topic and a robust bibliography, as well as future directions. They are a different genre from peer-reviewed articles that contain original research. Please provide feedback on the framing statement, the bibliography, are there sources that should be included, and the where'd we like the field to go section. Keep in mind that authors do not need to make a new argument or conduct quantitative or qualitative research for these submissions. Rather, these submissions should demonstrate knowledge about the field, the specific topic, and share some kind of future directions. Book reviews. Internally reviewed by the editorial board, these usually make up around 1 to 2 pieces per issue of our journal. They overview current book-length scholarship in our field and discuss the opportunities and perhaps limitations of these work. Book review feedback is often a short narrative as well as in-text feedback that can improve the book review. Giving feedback, encouraging emerging scholars to publish. As we know, the scholarly publication process can be mystifying for new and perhaps not so new for scholars. At TPR, we encourage reviewers to offer useful, engaged, thoughtful, and actionable feedback that pushes author or authors to further develop their pieces with the ultimate goal of publication. We also hope that this feedback process will help these emerging scholars to become better researchers and writers in the process. This is a tall order. So below, we offer some guidance on how to give feedback to emergent authors on their scholarship. Number one, useful. Useful feedback is feedback that relates to the topic of the project, the method or study design, etc. It might include more detail than is usually required of peer-reviewed feedback, such as in-text/track changes feedback on a submission, which is more specific and detailed than an overall narrative. Please turn off all identifying information in the Microsoft Word file when you return a review submission to us. More information on submitting in-text feedback below. Useful feedback also engages in modeling, where reviewers identify and discuss successful moments in the text. And it is formative, helping authors move towards publication. 2. Engaged. Engaged feedback refers to the paper as a whole, not just certain parts of it. So for example, if the reviewer asks for information that is later included in the study, we ask that the reviewer goes back to their initial comment and update and more accurately explain the nature of their revision request. Please also say what you see as a reader when specific moments in the submission are unclear, confusing, or otherwise ineffective. 3. Thoughtful. TPR is a mentorship journal. Therefore, we hope reviewer feedback can be kind, compassionate, and give the author the benefit of the doubt. These are emerging scholars who might not be as aware of the rhetorical or scholarly moves of the field, or who might be looking at work in isolation. Therefore, thoughtful feedback recognizes that many of our authors are still learning the language of our academic field, and the feedback reflects that particular point. 4, actionable. Actionable feedback offers concrete advice for improvement. It is also feedback that understands the context of a project and recognizes what is doable and unrealistic for undergraduate and graduate scholars to undertake in their revisions. Finally, actionable feedback includes goals for the author that they can act upon. A. An example of actionable revision is asking for clarifying details about an author's methods, such as sample size, instrument, and research site. B. An inactionable revision is to ask the author to completely rewrite their paper or to collect more data when the study is complete. Reviewer timelines. Given the nature of academic publishing and our specific author composition, we hope to make the publication process as smooth and timely as possible. This means that we often ask for about a 4-week turnaround for conversation shapers and a 6-week turnaround for long-form articles. Given that our authors often have to go through more than one round of feedback, we ask you complete your reviews in a timely manner. We also hope that you are willing to review a submission more than once so that we can provide continuity and feedback for our authors during the revision process. Reviewer determinations: accept, revise and resubmit, and reject. There are a few different outcomes for the review process, which include accept for publication, revise and resubmit, and reject for publication. The editors of the journal vet all submissions for relevance, and barring any very drastic issues with the submission, we hope that reject is really a last option. Revise and resubmit. That being said, there might be major concerns with the article that includes wholesale reorganization, significant additional research, or major clarification of the study, which would warrant a revise and resubmit. Except, if the project is well-structured and researched and relevant to our field of study, accept is likely the best option. However, even if you accept a piece for publication, you can ask for minor revisions that the editors will share with the author or authors. This is kind of a contingent upon minor revision clause that we often work into our feedback process. Multiple requests for revision. If you have reviewed a piece more than once and still see major concerns, it is likely not enough to simply repeat your feedback, especially if it's summative, but to offer either new feedback, such as in-text track changes comments, or by contacting the editors to explain your concerns with the submission. Please do not simply repeat your feedback from revision to revision, as most authors tend to revise as substantively as they can, so additional feedback is likely needed to clarify concerns. how to access our submission portal to share your summary review. You will be contacted via email from the peer review to review a piece. If you already have a TPR reviewer account, we will assign the piece to you via the TPR portal. If you do not have an account, we will create an account with your email address and you will receive an email with directions for signing into your reviewer account. You can access the TPR reviewer portal here. How to access our submission portal to share your summary review. You will be contacted via email from the peer review to review a piece. If you already have a TPR reviewer account, we will assign the piece to you via the TPR portal. If you do not have an account, we will create an account with your email address and you will receive an email with directions for signing into your reviewer account. You can access the TPR reviewer portal here. Offering in-text comments on actual piece. While not required, it would be ideal if reviewers could offer feedback in the actual submission document. They can do this by downloading the article from the review portal, saving the document, and then using Microsoft Word Track Changes function. To return in-text feedback on the submission, please email directly to the TPR editors, editorstpr@gmail.com. If possible, please anonymize your feedback by turning off your identifying information in the file. For Microsoft Word 2003 and earlier versions on Windows, you want to first open the Microsoft Word file and click on Tools, then click on Options, then click on the Security tab, select Remove any personal information from file properties on Save, click OK, and then save the document. If you have Microsoft Word on Mac, you want to go to the latest version of Word 2015 or 2016, go to the Review tab, click the Protect Document tool, and click Remove Personal Information from this file on Save. Finally, for older versions, please go to Preferences, click on Security, and select Remove Personally Identifiable Information from the file on Save, and warn before printing, saving, or sending a document that contains track changes or comments. Additional resources. Eli Review is a great resource for both reviewers and writers. It can be a useful guide to follow during the feedback revision process.